This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the cheeseheads who want it fresh and the ones who think Lambeau is a cathedral, this is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
Transition into the edge rushers, how these units will mesh under Jeff Hafley and how he'll utilize guys like, you know, maybe Wooden will rush off the line a little bit. Maybe Preston will kind of come in as that like roaming nose, but let's segue. Let's talk about the edge rushers and how we feel about that unit, because there are, of course, some concerns with depth. You've got Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith signed the team or restructured to stay a Packer. They've got Lucas Van Ness, the first round pick from last season, did lose JJ Anagbari for the season with an ACL injury in the playoffs. But then there's a ton of depth on this roster. It feels like all of the Packers' future contracts went to edge rushers. You've got Brenton Cox Jr., Kenneth Odemegwu, Aaron Mosby, Deslon Alexander, Keyshawn Banks, and DeAndre Johnson, all as depth pieces in that unit. So I know the Packers liked Brenton Cox Jr. at one point. Like, there's some names here, but what are your thoughts just from the unit as a whole?
This is another like yellow light for me. Like, I feel really good, obviously, about the starters, and I feel a lot better knowing that Preston Smith is coming back. I think without Preston, this room looks a lot different. I still think they take an edge rusher in this draft. Maybe not first round.
Chop Robinson.
But somewhere maybe like day two. Actually, you know what? Maybe, yeah. Well, so we'll say yellow light. I think if they add another like ascending body, but I mean, Rashawn, Preston, and then LVN takes that jump. Like, that's an incredible starting rotation for Jeff Hafley.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And I think like the style, and that's why I joke about like a Chop Robinson, because they have what feels like to me a very similar body type in their three edge rushers. They like the big power rushers. Yeah. And Preston can win with speed. We've seen Rashawn win with speed. Like, we know these guys are capable of it. Lucas Van Ness has really nice bend. But I think maybe getting them something a little bit different, like a smaller edge rusher who wins with quickness, would be really interesting for Hafley. I think when we talk about inside linebackers later on, kind of in the draft, we'll talk about Quay Walker and the inside linebacker blitz and, you know, the rushing seven that we've seen Hafley do. But yeah, the pieces I think are there. I'm going to give this one a red light, but it's like a really soft red light. Like, just like, yeah, it's like a California stop where you just like tap your brakes and you can keep on rolling. But I like what's there. I just
yield.
Yeah. That, there we go. All right. Let's talk about the inside linebackers, because not a lot there at this point. The Packers released Devondre Campbell. So that means Quay Walker is, we're assuming, going to be wearing the dot. He'll be communication and the headset. That leaves him with Isaiah McDuffie as a running mate. Eric Wilson has not been re-signed, so he is not on the roster at this point, which means the Packers only have Christian Welch and Christian Young on the roster as their two depth pieces. And I believe Welch is more of a core special teamer who potentially could get looks inside, but yeah, not a ton of depth here. Packers definitely need to do something with this unit.
Yeah, I mean, this is a red light. This has been a red light. It remains a red light. We love Quay. We believe in Quay. We think he's going to be integral in this new scheme with Jeff Hafley, but Quay cannot be who we think Quay can be without a running mate. And right now he does not have that. And that is a bit scary. I don't know if it's something they will address early in the draft. I have not looked at the inside linebackers coming up. They obviously did not address it in free agency. All the inside linebackers who I thought would potentially be good fits got snatched up and went elsewhere, such as the game. But it needs to be addressed because they cannot go into 2024 with the list that you just went through.
Yeah, I, you know, had certain expectations that there were players that I thought would be really interesting for the Packers to look at in free agency. And as is normally the case, those didn't come to fruition. But I kind of like that because this is a pretty good class for inside linebackers. And then I think you let Jeff Hafley kind of get the guy that he really covets. There were some interesting like stopgap pieces, I think, in free agency, but not necessarily anyone that would have like completely moved the needle as far as what they'd bring to the position opposite Quay. So I could see it. I don't think the Packers will necessarily invest a first round pick again because that was really an anomaly when they did it with Quay. But I think a day two pick is very deserved for inside linebacker. Because it's absolutely, at this point, I think you can put it past safety as the biggest need on the roster. Even though I do love Isaiah McDuffie, and I have advocated for him to stay in Green Bay, I think he's going to play really well this season as a third option, and maybe even as Quay's running mate, but they at least need depth, if nothing else. Like, you've got to get a rookie that can develop.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about safeties, then we can end with your favorite. But since I already teased safeties, let's look at that room. Obviously, we have Xavier McKinney, a really fun addition that came over in free agency. But then there's Anthony Johnson Jr., Zane Anderson, Tyler Coyle, and Benny Sapp III. So at this point, I mean, if you were trotting out a roster tomorrow, I'd imagine Anthony Johnson Jr. is the running mate with Xavier McKinney, but zero depth.
It's like, still a red light. Like, they made the biggest flash signing in free agency, and it's still a red light, which just like goes to show how bad this room was to begin with. I mean, you get like, I mean, Xavier, not that we're going to knock on wood here, but like Xavier McKinney pulls a hammy and has to miss 2-3 games and you're screwed. Right. And this is like a very plausible scenario. So the Packers need to address this again ASAP. I don't know if they do it in the draft. I don't know if they go and sign one of the other safeties who are still available in free agency. There are a handful left. Obviously, they don't covet them if they haven't gone out and done it. But you cannot have I mean, maybe they like Anthony Johnson Jr.'s sophomore ascension. If so, wonderful. I'm not banking on that.
Are right. You? Well, and that's hard, right? Because even if he plays really well and has a really nice sophomore season, there's still an injury away from Zane Anderson being out there. Like, even if you love your two starting safeties, it doesn't necessarily mean much when you don't know what the depth is like at the rest of the room. So, I mean, I think our old friend Micah Hyde is still out there somewhere. That would be a fun reunion. But yeah, safety is definitely in need at this point, even with, like you said, the biggest splash signing in free agency grabbing Xavier McKinney. It'll be a really fun room, I think. There's a lot of upside and a lot of promise with him being on the roster and still only 24, but no, can't go out into the season like this with depth. Rudy Ford is still out there, which is kind of interesting to me. Jonathan Owens got snatched up right away. Darnell Savage got snatched up right away, but Rudy Ford is still out there, so I don't know how the Packers would feel about a reunion with him, but he definitely was, of the three, the person that I thought would be most likely to come back at the end of the season, given how everybody finished. So
yeah,
we'll see. He kind of feels like one of those guys that they'll wait and see what shakes out after the draft, like how the board falls before they make any of these last kind of roster moves. But all right, last position group. Well, no, we'll do special teams too, I guess. So last side on defense, we've got the cornerbacks. Perry, how are you feeling with Jair Alexander, Carrington Valentine, Eric Stokes, Keyshawn Nixon, Corey Ballantyne, and then they did also go in and sign Robert Rochelle And their depth pieces are Zion Gilbert and Anthony Johnson, not to be confused with Anthony Johnson Jr.
Yeah, I give this group a green light. I mean, I think that, like, it's hard not to look at the way they played last season. You're hopeful that Eric Stokes is going to come into the season healthy. I do still think that they grab someone in the draft. So I don't think they're even going to go into the season with just that group. But I mean, it's hard not to look at the starters and think solid. Packers are solid. It's going to be a fun year, especially with Xavier McKinney back there with them as well. And in a new scheme, let's hope for some more aggressive, non-soft coverage.
I mean, we talked about this, right, last week. Like, Jair, Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine, and Xavier McKinney are going to talk the most trash of, like, any secondary in the entire league. But, yeah, 1,000% green light. So let's just wrap here really quickly with special teams, because Keyshawn Nixon plays a big role in that, too, as well. And I think that factored into him getting such a big contract to stay in Green Bay long term. 2 years, all-pro kick returner. He's back there returning kicks for the foreseeable future. Anders Carlson is your kicker. They brought in some competition for him. And then they have Daniel Whelan, the punter, and Matt Orzech as a long snapper. Like, how do you feel, I guess, about special teams going into the season after the way things finished?
I mean, not great. I don't know. Like, they were still ranked bottom of the league in special teams last season. So it's hard to see the Packers going into the 2024 season with the same group and think, yes, you know, like, this feels like red light, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you were what, in the 20s, ranked in the 20s? That's bottom of the league. And there weren't any changes. Now, again, I'm very happy Keyshawn Nixon is coming back, but he's a small part of this unit. I'm more concerned about the kicking unit than I am about the returning unit.
Right.
So I'd like to see some kicker competition and